How many of you would like to hear a good message today and something that would talk to you? Well, maybe we should pray for that. Okay, let's pray. Lord, I ask, make me better than I am, Lord. And let me do justice to the scripture and the picture in the scripture today. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week I talked about prophets and seers, and then I talked about prophecy and a prophet's reward. And today I would like to see if I can open your eyes so you can see something. And so I would like for us to start by just reading this entire scripture together, Luke 18, 35 to 43. Okay, here we go. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Now we're going to kind of walk through this scripture today. This is an account of a healing of a blind man, and it shows us principle of how Jesus restores vision and sight in those places where we are blind. Today I want to look at how we receive sight, and there's two words. If you look at verses 41 and 42, there are two things in there. One is sight, the ability to see, and the other is receive, the ability to realize something in our lives that we don't earn, receiving something. And I would say that there are a great many of us who have blind spots in our lives in certain areas and certain things that God wants for us, and there are a number of us who find it very difficult sometimes to receive without somehow paying for the gift. So the first thing is sight here. Prophet's reward. We're dealing with blindness here in this story, and there's something that seems very hopeless about being blind. This story doesn't necessarily have to do with healing or with people that are blind. Sure, it can be applied to the physical need for healing, and the larger application is that this man couldn't see. Truth is, that's exactly where every single one of us lives in some part of our lives, or our personal experience. We have blind spots. We don't even know we're missing things at times. We live in a place of blindness or limited vision, a place where we just can't see certain things happening. There's probably somebody here today who would say, "You know, I just can't see how I can ever change my temperament to get rid of this anger or this bitterness." Excuse me. Somebody else might say, "I don't see how I can ever quit smoking, or how can I get rid of this drug problem I have, or I don't see how I ever could get this weight off." Somebody might say, "You know, I don't see how I could possibly endure this job situation any longer, or I just don't see how I can do now that I have lost this job. What can I do? I can't do anything else." Or, "I can't see how I can possibly save this marriage." Or, "I can't see any way out of my financial crisis." And you can find your own blind spot in this. And what we're really acknowledging in these kinds of statements and others like them is that we live exactly in the same place as the blind man in this story. We are people that can't see, And there are none of us who in one way or another do not fall under this particular situation or this particular application. We just can't see. Now, in saying that, this is not an accusation or a condemnation. It's like, what's the matter with you? Can't you see? What I want all of us to see today is the vision that the Lord Jesus would like us to see concerning our lives, your life, my life. And today, Jesus is passing by. And he would like for you and me to catch a vision of his work being accomplished and perfected in you. So I want to look at this picture here in Luke today and see if we can't see its application for us today. This scripture begins like this. As Jesus drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And now there's actually a paradox that is happening here. It's Jericho and it's begging. Jericho is a place of victory. The history of Israel really records how Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and the walls came falling down. And that victory is one of the great triumphs of the people of Israel and the Lord's people. And here's this man who is sitting on the scene of a great triumph, and he is blind, and he's begging. And how frequently is that the case of people like us, who may have received the triumph of the cross? That is, we have received Jesus for the victory in terms of our lives, and we have experienced that, and we have received the love of God in Jesus Christ. We have the victory in Jesus. And we experience the forgiveness and we come from the world of darkness into the kingdom of God. But there are people who have experienced that tremendous miracle of salvation. And still, they are puzzled, they're baffled, they're befuddled, bewildered, bewitched, bothered, and begging. And there, a lot of them are blind as a bat. And it's because they can't see their way clear of something. They are either blinded by the work of Satan, or they are bothered by the world in which they live, or they are bewildered by their own blindness to sin. These are people who are sitting in the victory shadow. They are sitting in the shadow of the cross, but they're also sitting in the shadow of their dilemma, and they're dismayed and they're in despair because they just can't see their way out of a situation, or they just can't see that which binds them up in habits or circumstances, or they just can't see how they can ever get past the bondage of their past. And how many of us, I mean, if we're sitting around our campfires and we're talking, how many of us live in a place of victory, but personally we're blind in some respect and we're begging for help in terms of some area of our lives? And you can sit here on the premises of this church, which is moving in terms of life and victory and strength, etc., and you may be suffering because you're blind in some part of your life. You're begging for help. And I don't really say this as accusation. I say it because you really don't need to beg anymore, because the answer is clear. And you can receive your sight. You can see it. You know, as we look at this story, we see a blind man who, hearing the multitude going by, inquired what this meant. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Well, that's an interesting thing. Even though he is blind, he still hears the commotion and he asks the question. What's going on around here? And a message for all of us is, as blind as we may be in certain areas of our lives, or as difficult as it may be to see with your mind's eye, you can always hear. You can still hear what I say today. You may not be able to see, but you can still hear. And what you hear today is all that is necessary to begin that transformation from the blindness that we have. This blind man asked a question. He says, what is going on? What does this mean? And you know, we hear all kinds of things, but those things begin to resolve when we start to ask the right questions. This blind man had heard of Jesus, but he just couldn't see him. This may be your basic blindness today. I don't know. I mean, as we come here from all of our different lives, all I know, you may have heard of this Jesus working in others, but you just can't see him working in your situation. And that dilemma, that situation, that circumstance in your life that is most difficult for you to see your way out of or into something, let me say that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by today. And as we are summoned to see, we still have difficulty perceiving a possibility. But this is the big but, you can still hear, you can hear what I say. When you listen, you can hear people around you talking about phenomenal things through Jesus, what he has done in their lives. And there might be nothing that you could wish for more than see that work in your circumstance. You've heard about somebody speak of things like you need that has happened in their lives through Jesus, and you've heard of God working in their lives, but you're blind to the fact or the possibility of your own life in certain situations, but you can still hear me. So listen. You are as good a candidate as anybody else. You can't earn it and you don't deserve it, but Jesus wants you to know that just as he has done it for others, there is a promise of sight for you today. You can listen. Maybe you can't see it, but you can listen. You can hear it. And the word is, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by this day. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Now, I don't know, I mean, I take tours in people's lives, and I know you, but I don't know where your blindness is. But Jesus wants to guide us and give us direction for fulfillment. He wants to heal us and give us provision for our needs. He wants to give us health and strength and sight. And you have heard of him doing those kinds of things like you may need in other people in other places. Well, I want you to know this might be your day. I don't know, but Jesus is passing by this day. And there's a part of us that says, yes, I believe it, or at least I want to believe it. You can hear. You can hear my words today, but we are blind a lot of times. We're blind to the possibility of God's work in our lives in so many ways, but we can hear. You know, there really isn't anything terribly profound about this message or this day except to say that in reality, Jesus draws near to you today, and yet what I say may be terribly profound for one of you, or maybe more than one of you today, or maybe somebody who picks up this CD or listens to it on an iPod. It's impressive to me to see that the blind man did with the information that was given to him. Read with me verse 38. Here we go. And he cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, I don't know if you can see this situation or this picture or not, but he probably got nervous sitting there beside the road when he heard all the commotion. Now, he probably also was a bit frightened at the possibility of this crowd stepping on him and causing him harm. And I know this, that when I've been in dark rooms and I try to walk or anything and I can't see, I'm a little bit tentative about those situations. And he cries out, what's going on here? And as soon as he hears who is passing by, he yells, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Notice he didn't say, and this is actually important, he didn't say Jesus of Nazareth. He said Jesus, Son of David. And that is actually very highly significant because this blind man is making a declaration of faith at this point. This is a Jewish man. He may be blind, but he has knowledge. He has an awareness and that there is talk around that this Jesus might be the Messiah. He's heard enough to know that this guy is more than just a prophet. This guy could be the Messiah, the Son of God. And so he takes a chance and he calls him by a Messiah term. son of David. There may be somebody here today and you've heard of this Jesus. You know all the stories, but you have never seen him. You know the others call him the Savior, and you may be a good church person. You may be born and bred in the church, or maybe you just wandered in for the first time today, but you have never met him, but you've heard of him. You've never met him or seen him, but you've heard of him. Could it be that in your blindness today you might take a chance, call him Savior in your situation? Read with me verse 39. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. If you read this, it says that those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. You can almost see these people, can't you? I can. Those who are out in front of Jesus, walking on ahead of him, and they come over and they tell this blind guy to cool it. What did he do? He just yelled a lot more. When somebody senses the possibility that God is present, you're not going to stop them. But there was a certain group that was with Jesus that tried to silence this blind beggar. I think it is extremely interesting that that group that tried to silence him were those who were out in front of Jesus. I tell you what, there's a picture here. I hope you're not blind to it, but you can see it. Some of us could be moving in the group that is with Jesus and still be out in front of him. And if we are, there's a good chance we'll be among those who do the wrong thing. We might be trying to silence those who are crying for mercy or even praising Jesus. Those who get proper and churchy to a fault may be with Jesus, but they just get out in front of him, and guess what? Jesus is in their blind spot. They think they're being helpful in bringing order, but they get out in front of Jesus. They're no longer following. And there may be a word for a few of us here which says we ought to back off a few spaces and get behind Jesus where we can see him and let him lead where we need to follow. And sometimes we can get out in front and suddenly Jesus is in our blind spot and we're no longer following, but we're trying to lead him and control the situations in which Jesus works. And I have found that this is a big mistake. It's a different form of blindness that they had, but blindness nonetheless. They got out in front of him. They weren't following anymore. They rebuked the blind beggar, and Jesus stopped. Read with me verse 40. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him, and when he came near, he asked him. Now, the Lord of the universe stopped in his tracks. Jesus stood still. Now, I want you to know, Jesus is passing by today. He's passing by in your life today. And Jesus has time for you. In fact, let's just stop right here. And let's pray. Lord, I bring all of us to you in terms of our lives. And there's places especially where we just can't see how things could be worked out or how things could happen. And in this moment of silence, help us to be still as you stand in front of us. Lord, hear our prayers. We ask them in your name. Amen. Jesus stopped. And he commanded them to bring this guy to him. And let me see if you can see this scene as well, because here these guys are giving this blind man a lot of trouble, you know, telling him to be quiet. And suddenly Jesus is standing there and he says, bring him here. I don't know if you can see these guys, but they're probably over there telling him to be quiet and cool it and all that stuff. And suddenly they're backpedaling like mad. Why? Certainly, Lord, we'll bring him right to you right now. We're sorry. Suddenly there are followers again. Jesus commanded him to be brought to him, and when he came near, there are two verbs that I want you to notice in verse 40 we need to take note of. They brought him, and he came near. Somebody brought him. Now, see if you can see this. 60 or 70 people around Jesus going down a road. They bring this blind man up to him, and Jesus is standing there, and they bring this man to about 6 feet from Jesus. And there's a circle of people around them, but these two are really all alone in this circle about 6 feet apart. He's been brought. And then they let go of his arms, and I see those blank eyes staring at nothing, the blackness of his own lack of sight, and he takes a couple of blind steps forward, and he kind of reaches out to Jesus, and Jesus touches him, and he asks him a question. What do you want me to do for you? Now, listen, the lesson for us is this. You know, 1,000 arms and hands can bring you so far, close to Jesus. But there's going to come a point in time to which you have to take a couple of blind steps towards Jesus by yourself in order for you to receive anything from him. You know, there could be a great deal of teaching and preaching and instruction and patience on part of people who are God's escorts in our lives. People that carry you so far, but there finally comes that time where you need to make your own move. You need to draw near. If you seek the kingdom of God, you will find it, but you have to move into where the Lord has what he has for you, there's an eternally significant step that we all have to take. I can't take yours for you. I know that there are some of us probably sitting here in our own blindness, and we've heard that Jesus is coming by, passing by. I don't know what area of your life that blindness is in right now, whether it is just coming to know Jesus as Savior, or maybe coming to know Jesus as Savior in a particular situation or circumstance in your life, or in a particular way. I also know that these are words that I have spoken thus far, but they have some of the Holy Spirit in them. They give rise in some of us, I dare believe this, that maybe, just maybe, I might be able to see something here that he might be willing to do for you, to you, through you, and you have been brought to the place where you can stand indefinitely, but he is summoning you to move on your own, to take those couple of steps that you need to in terms of faith. There are times when God moves by his grace to override a situation where we may be completely without expectation, but today, and in this story, we see a man who understands about Jesus. He has had some instruction in the history of the faith, and he knows about the temple and his people, but he is blind. But he knows the religion, and there's a possibility that this Jesus might be the one. And he is ready to receive. He was a person just like you or me. We know enough about this Christian faith stuff, don't we? We have heard of this Jesus. We know all about this stuff. We may even know him as Savior and Lord, but we may be blind to his working today in our situations. We just can't see it. You may be thinking, well, it's so difficult for me to see how all this pain in my life can ever be healed, or this bitterness, or this marriage, or this anger, or maybe the doubts that I have, or this broken relationship, or this health issue that I have. Well, today may be the point where you come to the place where he says, now you come near. And then he asks, what do you want me to do for you? Now, you got to take the last couple of steps yourself. And I say it a lot, when God asks you a question, he's really not looking for information. He's calling you to open your eyes and feel the touch. He says, what can I do for you? You see, and you do see, it's at this point that your stillness in front of him becomes very significant. What will you have me do for you? This blind man puts his finger exactly on what is the greatest problem in a lot of our lives. Our greatest problem is not that we can't see. You know, when Jesus says, what can I do for you? He addresses the greatest need that we all have. This blind man didn't say, Lord, work a miracle in me, or could you make my blind eyes whole? He says, Lord, let me receive. And that which he needed to receive was his sight. What do you need to receive? For some, it's just faith. Our greatest problem is not the particular thing that we need at the end. Our greatest problem is the ability just to receive. How difficult it is sometimes for us to receive. You know, we're people built to believe that we have to perform, that we have to work for something, that we have to get into the act somehow, when all we need to do is, having been brought before him, brought near, is to take a couple of steps on faith. And the miracle a lot of us need is the gift of receiving. We need to be able to receive. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not a good receiver. I always want to pay for what I get. I don't want to owe anybody anything. Some of us get into difficulty, if not impossible, situations in our lives in which we just need to receive, but we don't know how to receive that kind of help from people around us or anything else. We can't see ourselves so vulnerable that we need to receive, and yet we are. I am so involved in pouring out grace and giving of myself, like so many of you, that the Lord has to teach me how to receive. And it is such a difficult lesson to learn for some of us. The Lord has informed me that he's going to teach me the same thing that I teach other people, which is receiving. The Lord comes to us here. By the way, he is here today. He is passing by, and he hears us calling out to him, and he asks us, what do you want me to do for you? And this is where no longer a church congregation, this is what it becomes, you talking to Jesus. The Lord Jesus would like to break us from thinking that we have to do one thing to receive the bounty of his goodness. This message speaks to all people, some that have walked with the Lord the longest time, and some of you, there might be somebody here who just comes to see him today. It's all a matter of grace, folks. The goodness of God is not reckoned because of a debt paid, but because of grace. It's his goodness to us. There is nothing that stands in the way of your receiving except your closed hands. And a lot of times that's our problem. We just have closed hands. And the blind man just reaches out and he said, let me receive. Lord, let that I may receive. That's the problem with us. We don't know how to receive what God wants to give to us. And that's what the blind man asked for. It was not just a matter of vision either. It was also the matter of receiving. And the beautiful part of this story is the last verse. It says, and immediately he received his sight and followed, glorifying God. So today, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Receive your sight. You know, we can't see how we can forgive that person, or we need to forgive. We can't see how our hearts can be made soft after all the hardness that has taken place in our lives. We can't see how that child can ever be made whole in us that is so battered. We can't see how that job situation can ever be resolved. We just can't see how the bitterness or the anger in our lives or in our heart could ever be removed. We just can't see. There is so much we just can't see. It could be that health issue. We can't see how we could ever overcome our own doubts or our own fears in this life. But today, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. So I want us to close with prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you with that which we need to receive today. But help all of us to be open to the fact that we all need to be specific in what we need to receive. The Lord Jesus is passing by to minister whatever, to whomever, whenever they are ready to receive. So I bring all the issues of our lives to you and the blindness of our lives. Help us to be able to open our hands to receive that which you give us, because you're passing by this day. In Jesus' name, amen.